Although very agitated, Lord Nityananda became like a child. In his heart he thought, "My Lord has descended to this world." Although embarrassed by Lord Chaitanya's words, Nittai folded his hands. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then asked Nityananda, "Which places have you seen before you arrived in Navadvip?" And Lord Nityananda replied, "Before coming here, I had visited many holy places, even the holy places of Lord Krishna in Vrindavan. But however, I could only see the places. I was not able to see Lord Krishna. I inquired from the good people of Braja. I've seen that all the thrones of all the deities are covered. Oh, my brothers, please tell me, where has Lord Krishna gone?" And to this question, the people all told me, "Lord Krishna has gone to Bengal. He went to Gaya, but now, after some days, he has returned to Bengal, to Navadvip." Someone who had heard the great chanting of Lord Hari's name in Nadia told me, "Lord Narayan himself has taken birth here." Nityananda Prabhu said, "I have heard that in Nadia, even the most lowly and the most fallen souls can be delivered. And knowing that, I, a great sinner, have come here." Lord Chaitanya said, "We are all very fortunate that a great devotee like yourself has come amongst us. And today my life has become a great success. For today I have seen you weep streams of tears in ecstatic love. Anyone who hears the account of the first time Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda saw each other, anyone who hears this becomes free from the bonds of repeated birth and death. Anyone who desires to cross beyond the material world of birth and death and then dive into the ocean of pure devotional service should worship Lord Nityananda. If a devotee repeats these pastimes, then Lord Chaitanya blesses him, his family, and his friends. The holy name of Lord Chaitanya is very rare and difficult to find in this world. Lord Chaitanya is the life breath and the great wealth of everyone. The two moons, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda, are my life and soul. And I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their feet."